Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Television has always been a very good source of information for my family and me. Of course, I've heard about lots of people who have ended up wearing glasses and developing eye problems. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think watching your favorite movies and shows for a short duration at an acceptable distance from the television screen is bad for anyone. TV is also a potential source of valuable information. And it's fun.
Speaker B. I think it's hard to control children watching TV, as they tend to watch cartoons continuously on cartoon channels. It's very important that we restrict the watching time for children rather than adults. Children should be encouraged to read books and play indoor and outdoor games in their free time. For the older ones, it's better to tell about bad consequences of watching TV too much and the importance of studying and socializing with friends. Speaker C.
I feel television is a safer source of information when we compare it with the internet. This is because of the harmful radiation computers give out as compared to television, even when watching for a short time. Although computers with online applications are more popular than television for educational and entertainment purposes, I would prefer watching movies, news, and other shows on my TV for a longer time than on a computer.
Speaker D. I believe there is a problem in today's world with heavy television use. I think people spend too much time sitting on a couch instead of being physically active. So television is a great contributor to the obesity problem worldwide. Heavy television use isn't helpful also because people are killing time when they could be reading a book or mingling with friends. That's why the only time I watch TV during the day is right before bed. Speaker E.
Television is only a problem if you make it one. Television plays an important role in both my life and the life of my family. It's not only a form of entertainment, but something that is very helpful in staying in touch with your family. It is a form of bonding with each other, and because we watch much television and only have one in the house, we watch it together while spending time as a family. Our TV room is a place of regular family gatherings.
Speaker F. We often argue about TV programs to watch as we all love different things. Whenever my dad isn't working, he mostly spends his time watching the Sunday soccer games, his passion. My grandma, of course, can't go a day without watching some form of soap operas or novellas, as we call them. My sister just loves to watch anything, and my mom, well, she is with soap operas too. I personally enjoy watching TV shows for teens.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
Television has always been a very good source of information for my family and me. Of course, I've heard about lots of people who have ended up wearing glasses and developing eye problems. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think watching your favorite movies and shows for a short duration at an acceptable distance from the television screen is bad for anyone. TV is also a potential source of valuable information. And it's fun.
Speaker B. I think it's hard to control children watching TV, as they tend to watch cartoons continuously on cartoon channels. It's very important that we restrict the watching time for children rather than adults. Children should be encouraged to read books and play indoor and outdoor games in their free time. For the older ones, it's better to tell about bad consequences of watching TV too much and the importance of studying and socializing with friends. Speaker C.
I feel television is a safer source of information when we compare it with the internet. This is because of the harmful radiation computers give out as compared to television, even when watching for a short time. Although computers with online applications are more popular than television for educational and entertainment purposes, I would prefer watching movies, news, and other shows on my TV for a longer time than on a computer.
Speaker D. I believe there is a problem in today's world with heavy television use. I think people spend too much time sitting on a couch instead of being physically active. So television is a great contributor to the obesity problem worldwide. Heavy television use isn't helpful also because people are killing time when they could be reading a book or mingling with friends. That's why the only time I watch TV during the day is right before bed. Speaker E.
Television is only a problem if you make it one. Television plays an important role in both my life and the life of my family. It's not only a form of entertainment, but something that is very helpful in staying in touch with your family. It is a form of bonding with each other, and because we watch much television and only have one in the house, we watch it together while spending time as a family. Our TV room is a place of regular family gatherings.
Speaker F. We often argue about TV programs to watch, as we all love different things. Whenever my dad isn't working, he mostly spends his time watching the Sunday soccer games, his passion. My grandma, of course, can't go a day without watching some form of soap operas or novellas, as we call them. My sister just loves to watch anything, and my mom, well, she is with soap operas too. I personally enjoy watching TV shows for teens.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. true, какие не соответствуют, 2, false, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3, not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Mary, darling, what do you think of going to Disneyland this Christmas?
Our kids would be more than happy. Dave, but we need to decide which one we'd like to visit, where to stay, how to get there, and much more.
You're right. I've made a search on the net and found out that Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, is the only world in a set of Disneylands around the globe. Its territory is enormous, with many theme parks and shopping entertainment zones.
I've heard of it. It's the one which was built over decades, starting with the Magic Kingdom, which opened in 1971, right?
Amazing! How do you know?
Jim did a project on it last month. He was so busy with his chemistry project that he didn't have time for this one. So I decided to help and did a little research for him. And as you know, I have a wonderful memory of facts and figures. Anyway, do you want to visit Disneyland on Christmas Eve?
Well, it might be better to go there between Thanksgiving and Christmas, as it's a top time to visit Disney World. The parks will be decorated for Christmas, but they won't be crowded. But Leslie might be a bit disappointed because at this period the Magic Kingdom closes early some nights, and their weather may be too cool for the water parks.
We'll deal with Leslie when we're there. She's a bit eccentric, but I know what to do. I think that she'll be happy to know that some parks will probably be open until midnight, and there is a lot of fun after dark. I'm sure she'll enjoy a special night parade, fireworks, and shows that only happen when the park is open late.
Darling, you know more than me.
Oh, thank you. The only thing I'm not sure about is the weather. As you said, it may be too cool for water rides, but won't it be too cold in general? Or too rainy? Could there be thunderstorms or hurricanes?
Mary, calm down. Hurricanes are rarely a problem, because Orlando is inland. As for the rain, we can bring plastic ponchos or buy Mickey ponchos on the spot. We can also stay in the hotel just by the park and leave the park whenever we want and return when the weather gets better.
Okay, Dave. You're right as ever.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Mary, darling, what do you think of going to Disneyland this Christmas?
Our kids would be more than happy. Dave, but we need to decide which one we'd like to visit, where to stay, how to get there, and much more.
You're right. I've made a search on the net and found out that Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, is the only world in a set of Disneylands around the globe. Its territory is enormous, with many theme parks and shopping entertainment zones.
I've heard of it. It's the one which was built over decades, starting with the Magic Kingdom, which opened in 1971, right?
Amazing! How do you know?
Jim did a project on it last month. He was so busy with his chemistry project that he didn't have time for this one. So I decided to help and did a little research for him. And as you know, I have a wonderful memory of facts and figures. Anyway, do you want to visit Disneyland on Christmas Eve?
Well, it might be better to go there between Thanksgiving and Christmas, as it's a top time to visit Disney World. The parks will be decorated for Christmas, but they won't be crowded. But Leslie might be a bit disappointed because at this period the Magic Kingdom closes early some nights, and the weather may be too cool for the water parks.
We'll deal with Leslie when we're there. She's a bit eccentric, but I know what to do. I think that she'll be happy to know that some parks will probably be open until midnight, and there is a lot of fun after dark. I'm sure she'll enjoy a special night parade, fireworks, and shows that only happen when the park is open late.
Darling, you know more than me.
Oh, thank you. The only thing I'm not sure about is the weather. As you said, it may be too cool for water rides, but won't it be too cold in general? Or too rainy? Could there be thunderstorms or hurricanes?
Mary, calm down. Hurricanes are rarely a problem, because Orlando is inland. As for the rain, we can bring plastic ponchos or buy Mickey ponchos on the spot. We can also stay in the hotel just by the park and leave the park whenever we want and return when the weather gets better.
Okay, Dave, you're right as ever.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to our Sunday program, Fit and Fab, where we are talking with fit and fabulous people from all over the world. And here with us, Lindsay James. Welcome, Lindsay.
Good afternoon, Nick. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to be here.
Lindsay, a 47-year-old, Japanese-born managing director, is also a fan of the Mahabharata. It's one of the two major Sanskrit epics of ancient India. Being impressed with Arjuna, the hero and skilled archer in the story, Lindsay took archery lessons 7 years ago. In 2007, she opened a cafe with an archery range in Scotland called the Arjuna. The cafe serves vegetarian food 24/7. So, Lindsay, tell us what you do to keep fit.
You know, I think I don't do much. However, for 1.5 hours every day, I work out at my local gym or in the hotel gym if I'm overseas. For an hour on some evenings, I swim in the pool using flippers and aquatic fitness gloves to train various muscle groups. And I play golf with my friends about twice a month. Well, actually once a month.
What sports did you do when you were young?
Despite being a girl, I was a huge Bruce Lee fan, so I picked up martial arts at 13. At 17, I started practicing Taekwondo. I eventually achieved a black belt and got certified to teach. Throughout my 20s, believe it or not, I used to practice with a sword.
Well, you weren't an ordinary girl. Has there ever been a time when you were not fit?
To tell the truth, there's been such a time. When I was about 30, I started my own business, I had irregular meals, skipped lunch on some days, and ate late at night. As the company started growing, I had to travel frequently. I ate out all the time. I didn't have time for sport and exercise, and I put on 20 kilograms.
What made you change your lifestyle then?
It really hit me how much I had let myself go when I looked at photos of myself in my younger days. It encouraged me to start working out.
What is your diet like?
Nowadays, I eat mostly organic fruits and vegetables and buy organic ingredients such as flour to cook them. I start the day with a milkshake before my morning workout in a gym. Afterwards, I have unsweetened muesli for breakfast. Lunch and dinner include various combinations of salads, grilled vegetables, beans, and rice. I get hungry quickly, so I snack almost every hour on fruits and nuts. I don't believe in counting calories. To me, it's all about balancing one's input with output.
Do you have little weaknesses?
To tell the truth, I do. Once a week, I have a fun day when I eat whatever I want except junk food. 80% dark chocolate, yogurt, ice cream, pasta.
What is your secret to looking fabulous?
I don't think I look fabulous. Bodies are built differently. So to me, it's not about one's weight or figure. It's important to be healthy.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to our Sunday program, Fit and Fab, where we are talking with fit and fabulous people from all over the world. And here with us, Lindsay James. Welcome, Lindsay.
Good afternoon, Nick. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to be here.
Lindsay, a 47-year-old, Japanese-born managing director, is also a fan of the Mahabharata. It's one of the two major Sanskrit epics of ancient India. Being impressed with Arjuna, the hero and skilled archer in the story, Lindsay took archery lessons 7 years ago. In 2007, she opened a cafe with an archery range in Scotland called the Arjuna. The cafe serves vegetarian food 24/7. So, Lindsay, tell us what you do to keep fit.
You know, I think I don't do much. However, for 1.5 hours every day, I work out at my local gym or in the hotel gym if I'm overseas. For an hour on some evenings, I swim in the pool using flippers and aquatic fitness gloves to train various muscle groups. And I play golf with my friends about twice a month. Well, actually once a month.
What sports did you do when you were young?
Despite being a girl, I was a huge Bruce Lee fan, so I picked up martial arts at 13. At 17, I started practicing Taekwondo. I eventually achieved a black belt and got certified to teach. Throughout my 20s, believe it or not, I used to practice with a sword.
Well, you weren't an ordinary girl. Has there ever been a time when you were not fit?
To tell the truth, there's been such a time. When I was about 30, I started my own business. I had irregular meals, skipped lunch on some days, and ate late at night. As the company started growing, I had to travel frequently. I ate out all the time. I didn't have time for sport and exercise, and I put on 20 kilograms.
What made you change your lifestyle then?
It really hit me how much I had let myself go when I looked at photos of myself in my younger days. It encouraged me to start working out.
What is your diet like?
Nowadays, I eat mostly organic fruits and vegetables and buy organic ingredients such as flour to cook them. I start the day with a milkshake before my morning workout in a gym. Afterwards, I have unsweetened muesli for breakfast. Lunch and dinner include various combinations of salads, grilled vegetables, beans, and rice. I get hungry quickly, so I snack almost every hour on fruits and nuts. I don't believe in counting calories. To me, it's all about balancing one's input with output.
Do you have little weaknesses?
To tell the truth, I do. Once a week, I have a fun day when I eat whatever I want except junk food. 80% dark chocolate, yogurt, ice cream, pasta.
What is your secret to looking fabulous?
I don't think I look fabulous. Bodies are built differently. So to me, it's not about one's weight or figure. It's important to be healthy.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.